This is The Listening Project. I'm Jeff Williams. Today's story in just a moment.
Support for WSIU comes from Southern Illinois Healthcare Rehab Unlimited, providing outpatient physical, occupational, and speech-language therapies in alliance with the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. Details at sih.net.
Welcome back to The Listening Project. Today's story comes to us from Bob Ray. Bob is the president of the Franklin County Historic Preservation Society. He sat down at our recent Listening Project booth at the Benton Public Library to talk about how coal became king in Franklin County. But before that, he talks about a little-known piece of the county's history that dates back more than 300 years.
Of course, the first settlers came 17,000 years ago from the Bering Straits, the Indians. But what they call as the first white or non-Native American settlers came in 1804, and it was Frank Jordan, 10 families, and it was a settlement that was south of Thompsonville. And then we had always been told that West Frankfort was named after Frank's fort, Frank Jordan's fort. And the truth is that he had a brother named Francis who had the first land registration here in Franklin County. But he started a fort on a mound of ground, which is now in Williamson County. Of course, Williamson separated from Franklin in 1839, became two counties. But a gentleman by the name of Max Lutey and a gentleman by the name of Gary Wade did some research and came up with a French document, some Jesuit priests in Quebec, that there had always been said that there was some kind of a tannery or perhaps a French tannery on Franklin Heights, which is West Frankfort, the original town of Frankfort, and West Frankfort came about with a coal mining boom. So they discovered that predating Fort Deschartres, we're talking about in 1683, the King of France, Louis XIV, sent a group of 75 individuals, you know, soldiers and workers, for the purpose of trapping. So they got their hands on this book, and it told specifically how many men. They trapped 5,000, or killed and skinned 5,200 buffalo, how they shipped them, got them on the Big Muddy River, took them down the Mississippi River, and then following 1 year, there was such an outrage from the Indians that they massacred this group, and all but two survived to tell this story. So the overarching point to this is that we have a French history. And then the Indian term for French is France, so it would be France Fort. So the big mystery is, according to the two gentlemen, the documents they have, it'd be hard to argue because there's an alternative story to every story in history. But we have the Fort Deschartres, the Prairie de Roche, all the Mississippi River history is a 1720s. So we have a Franklin County French history that predates that by a third to a half of a century. I find that to be amazing. It was in 1683, and they were massacred in 1684, almost 1 year. And the two men talked about it, hearing an Indian call, some kind of a bird call. So that was to launch the attack, and they had the two men outside of the fort. I mean, it went into detail about this. And of course, Louis XIV was the first king to occupy the Palace of Versailles and sent these men over, and I'm spending a lot of time talking about this, but I think that's something that future generations need to explore this history, and it's something that's very rich that I think we should be proud of. It's interesting, the first book that came out about Franklin County was by a company called Goodspeed out of Chicago in 1897, and they said that the veins of coal were very thin and not much mineral wealth here in Franklin County. So in 1894, they could only search for coal to a depth of 500 feet. And there was Andes Creek over in a town called Buckner had a small mine. But this Captain William Halliday was able to drill and in 1896 discovered coal. And in 1904, we started bringing coal up out of the ground. So what is significant about this? This is the richest discovery of coal reserves in the world. And then you look at the 1910 to 1920 census. In 1910, they mined 11,000 tons of coal. And the U.S. Census would show that Franklin County was the fastest growing county east of the Mississippi River between 1910 and 1920. So Benton had a population of around 5,600 and went to almost 12,000. West Frankfort was formed, it only had 800 residents, and it went to 20,000. And so the 65% of the population coming in to double this population came, they were immigrants coming from mostly Eastern European, Italian. So we had this great cultural experiment going on. They said, and by 1920, they mined 12 million tons of coal, which, if loaded, would be a train car going from New York to Los Angeles. So this area, in the first 6 months of 1920, they issued 1,000 building permits between Benton and West Frankfort. So at one time, this area was booming, and the population had a population of around 55,000 compared to the 37 or 38 that we have now.
That's Bob Ray, president of the Franklin County Historic Preservation Society. He took part in WSIU's Listening Project as part of the 100th anniversary of the Benton Public Library. WSIU's Listening Project is a special series that chronicles the history of our region by connecting people with place through oral history. You can hear more stories from the Benton Listening Project on our webpage, wsiu.org. I'm Jeff Williams.